he will multiply things in you. God is the God of addition and multiplication. Satan is the God of division and subtraction. Amen. I want all multiplication and addition in my life that God can give me. Can you just pray for him? God, I thank you for your hands on my little brother, Lord. And you say that you're available all the time, God. I pray, God, that you help my little brother walk in your spirit. That his aim is in life is to please you, as the word says. And Lord, you'll slow him down. It's not by might or power or man's work, but it's by your spirit to slow down and to hear the voice of God. I pray that you be like a thief opening a safe up and being able to hear the tumblers inside that safe. But it takes an acute ear to be able to distinguish those sounds. And I ask, God, that you help him to have an attentive ear, a sensitive ear. God, help my brother to use his hands and his feet and his heart and his life. And as we say, God, people are waiting on the other side of his obedience. And we just thank you for it. Thank you for your blessing, God, now in every area of his life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And God would say to you, man, that, hey, you're not standing alone. But don't turn your back ever on him. He's saying he's with you. And he will not leave you nor forsake you. And he feels your hurt. And he feels your pain. And he feels your rejection. And he knows all about that. Just know that he loves you. And he's got a purpose and a plan for you. And all he would say is, slow down. Okay? Slow down. Can you give him a hug? Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you, God. God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you for the closeness of your spirit in our lives, Lord. Lord, that we can walk in your spirit. And I pray one verse for all of us in here. And I just want you to, Brian, can you pull that, Romans 8:6 up? You can go to your, if you got your Bible, you can underline that and mark that. Are you there? Give me another translation. I'm not a new NIV guy. There we go. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In the world that we live in right now, the day that we live in, you need to take ownership to that verse, because God is the God of life and he's the God of peace. But getting it in your spirit where it becomes a rhema word and not just a byword, but where it's a rhema word and it's an anchor for your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Because what does the enemy want to do with you, with your mind? He wants to mess with your mind always, every day. The wiles of the devil. What are the wiles of the devil? Anybody? That's found in Ephesians chapter 6. What is the wiles of the devil? What? Get you to sin? It is... The word is mental games. That's what it comes down to from the Greek there. Just mental games. And he's wanting to torment you and keep you, what? In fear, like we think, or in shame, or in condemnation, or whatever, or in loneliness. I mean, he's ever been lonely? Hey, yeah, you can be in a crowd and still be lonely. But God wants you to walk in life and peace. The life of God, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Even in the darkest hour, even Terry coming in, and Terry, her dog's not doing good. And he started moving a little, and she was so excited about wanting to tell somebody. So she came, did she tell you? My dog moved. Did she tell you? My dog moved. She came and told me. The enemy's always wanting to display himself. But that's why it's so important to continue to get in God's word, that we can fight against the what? The wiles of the devil. Taking authority over those things. You know, in Ephesians 6, it tells us to stand how many times there? 4 times. Because you're going to get it from the north, you're going to get it from the south, you're going to get it from the east, and you're going to get it from the west. You're going to get hit every area of your life. But God wants you to stand and stand strong every day. Amen? So, hey, put that in your, hide that in your heart. Let that be an anchor for your soul. And what is your soul? Somebody tell me what your soul is. 3 things. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. What is it? My mind, my will, and my emotions. What's my soul? My mind, my will, and my emotions. And so, hey, the enemy wanting to torment, hey, you stand. You stand. And you stand, and you stand again. And that's what God desires for you. And if you can't do it by yourself, what do? You call somebody up and say, hey, can you stand with me? How many's ever called somebody up and said, hey, pray with me? Anybody in here? Have you? Patrick, did it help? Did it help having somebody to pray with? Yeah. What was the fruit from it? Harry.
Well, knowing that you have a brother and sister in the Lord that's standing with you in faith, knowing that what God's written is true, and, you know, having a partner is a good thing.
It's a good thing. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for all you do for us, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a word. You keep playing. How many enjoy that? I enjoy that. Yeah, good. Good. Enjoy peace. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry. I don't want stress in my life. And I'm not going to have stress in my life. It's like the kids, my children, we had to exchange houses. And I said, you guys can have my house. But I'm not moving a thing into my other house. Because I said, I don't want the stress. So they did. They were very good at doing that. But how many of you, hey, you don't want stress in your life? You know, there's 2 kinds of stress. Good stress and bad stress. That's a scientific, you know, it's proven scientific. But hey, I just want to walk in his peace and his life. And know, hey, he's my dad, he's my father, he's my Abba Father. And he's going to take care of every need. And if a situation comes up, he's got a game plan already. You know, as I coach, I have to have from A to Z every situation that we're going to face on the basketball court, being able to take care of. And so I have to, spiritually, I have the same way, from A to Z. I have to be able to take care of all situations that I'm going to face. And the only way I can do it is how? Through God's word. Because he's got it all together. And I want to do it. Tonight, I just want to share one word with you. Can you give me that word, Big Brian? Noticed. How many like to be noticed? Don't lie. You don't lie. You're in the house of God. How many like to be noticed? You like to be noticed. What'd you say?
I said sometimes, like right now, I don't want to be noticed.
I'll point you out. Notice. I was in a subway last week, and I was sitting at the table with Pedro, and he was eating, and I was watching him eat, and there was a lady and her three children. And the kids were so good. They were so, I mean, their manners were perfect. And the older brother, probably about 10 or 11 years old, was taking care of the younger ones. And it just rips my heart. I just love that. And I try to carry dollar bills or coins. And so I went over there and gave each one of the kids. I saw Sarah yesterday. Sarah, I am so sorry I got interrupted. Bring me back to it in a second. But Sarah, I am so proud of Sarah. She's working at Andy's. I had to go get ice cream for you guys to eat. We're going to eat ice cream. We got all the ice cream you need tonight after church. We're eating ice cream. But Sarah works at Andy's. And I go, hey, how are you doing here? I'm so proud of you. You're working here. You're kind of like one of the head people here. And I go, what's going on? She goes, they chose me to go to
Fort Worth,
Dallas, to go to Dallas, Texas, because they're opening another store. But they're taking Miss Sarah because she is, as James 1:22 says, a doer of the word, be a doer. I mean, she was like a little bee going, there at Andy's. I mean, they wanted this, they wanted that, and she came up and gave me a quick hug and everything. But hey, I was so proud of her. Now, where was I? Okay, I was with the kids. Okay, gave the money to the servant. Didn't interrupt. That was a commercial there for Andy's. Now, Merle, everybody, hey, we're going to get some good ice cream after this. I gave the kids coins. And then we were all getting ready to leave, Pedro and I, and then they were getting ready to leave also. And the mom comes and says, as a single mom, she goes, you know, it's nice to be noticed. I'm not noticed. I'm just a single mom. But she said, it's nice to be noticed. God, I pray for that mom right now. That God, that you would send laborers to her if she doesn't know you. And you would raise her up and strengthen her. Lord, we all want to be noticed. And we thank you that we're noticed by you. That your eye, the scripture says, God, your eye is always on us. And you care for the sparrow so much that you would watch that little sparrow, that you'd watch us. And that you would even take care of Terry's dog tonight and bless that dog. To be noticed is so important. Every one of you are very vital and important. How many know the story of Mary and Martha? Whoa. Tobin, you know the story of Mary and Martha. Those two ladies? That is so cool. That is cool. How many ladies were there? Bring that up. Two. There you go. There was two ladies. What were their names? Mary and Martha. Can you say that?
Mary and Martha.
That was close. Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha. Mary was sitting at the feet of who? Jesus. Martha was what? She was in the back. Let's go back there. Let's go to Luke 10, 38. Luke 10. You got your Bibles? Luke 10, 38. Now the lady on the piano gets extra ice cream tonight. Ten 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had her sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, don't you care? Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." She wanted to be noticed a little, didn't she? You think? Like all of us. Let's go to Luke 19. What's Luke 19 about? Izzy? Come here, buddy. Do you know the song, "Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he"? You forgot some parts. I bet you Miss Gail could help lead you into that song. You think? How many of you guys know that old song? Olivia, you know that one? Come here, Olivia. Ella, you know that one? Oh, and you know what? You know what, man? Hope knows that same song. Come here, Hope. And we're going to learn it. The Bible says, teach your children diligently in Deuteronomy 6. The word diligently is derived from two words. Forcibly with repetition. We're putting a little force here. Okay? What are you two over there just thinking you're going to get out of it? Get over here. You're not too old to be a kid. Because, hey, God, what? Hey, to receive the kingdom, you've got to come as a? You've got to come as a what? Child. Okay. We're going to try it? Okay, let's try it, buddy.
You got it.
to pray.
Let's try one more time.
Good job. Hey, Zacchaeus, he climbed up in that, what kind of tree? Sycamore figish tree, they say. And so he climbed up in the tree. What was his motive? What was his heart? He wanted to see Jesus. God's going to put people in your way to see. Because you've got Almighty God in you. And you are a Jesus to the world. And there's somebody that's wanting to be noticed tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. They're wanting to be noticed. And I pray for you, because you, everyone that sits in this house, if you call yourself a follower of Jesus, you have a mandate on your life as a minister of reconciliation. And you do not take that lightly, because the thing is, hell, who's got a lighter in here? Don't lie. Somebody's got a lighter in here. I know that. Who's got a lighter? Who's got a match? Anybody got a match? Somebody's got to have a match. You got Izzy, what are you doing matches? No. You got matches. This is kind of Coach Waller does out at the college. Oh, look at you go, girl. I love it. Touch that. Is it hot? Hell is real, and hell is hot. You believe God's word? Hell is hot. Revelation 21:8. Hell is real. Want to touch it? No. Hey. How many want to touch this? Really touch it. And keep your finger there, buddy. No, you don't. So if you don't want to touch this, do you want people to be able to enter into a place where it is just blazing like crazy? And it's for eternity. We can't even number it. It's forever, ever. But people are going there. There's people going there. But people want to be noticed. And you could be the savior in somebody's life, to share God's good news. If it's a lady that's having a tough day at Walmart, how many of you have seen some people having tough days at Walmart? Lonnie, you've seen people have, hey, Lonnie works there at Walmart. Lonnie, is sometimes that a tough place and people are hurting? Anybody ever come into work crying? Oh yeah, oh yeah, and been distraught? I encourage all of us, is that's one thing, is hey, notice like never before the people around you. And God will open that door. God will open that door that you have entrance into their life to speak into their life. I try to do that every day. And I pray for all of us to be able to do that. If it's just going to Walmart to go on a mission field, that's cool. If you're retired, you don't have anything to do, go to Walmart. There's a mission field there. You can find somebody in one of those aisles and go, man, I've been looking for that. Man, I've asked God, and just God will open up a door. He'll give you divine appointments. Hey, this guy had a divine appointment today. Didn't you have a divine appointment to help somebody today? Where were you?
165. I broke down the bus with some Baptist kids and two pastors. Got them to Walmart, got the problem fixed, and sent them on the way.
Cool. Hey, and that's what it's about. As you be in his hands, his heart, his head, you be in Jesus. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for there. For today, I must stay at your house. There's people that want to be noticed. Especially if you're a giver or if you work. I know that there was a grandma in a situation that just wanted some attention from her grandchild. And sometimes when we get older as grandchildren, we kind of neglect grandma and grandpa. I know I went over to have lunch with my kids and six grandchildren, and every one of them wanted Pawpaw's attention. I walk in and Pawpaw, Pawpaw. So I had to go around and kiss and hug every one of them. And that's what it's about. That we don't neglect. Even if they're miles away, hey, call them, send them a letter, send them money. Right, Tom? Yeah. I have some envelopes. I have some postcards. I have an envelope here. Jack Hamilton. He was a great baseball player. And he went to church here, but now he's in the nursing home at Golden. And his wife and grandson Drake go here. Is she noticed? No, she kind of comes in and takes off and goes. But this is an envelope that needs a letter and a stamp on it, and just to send something to Jack. And you could take it to him personally. Does anybody want this? You gonna do it? Here's a envelope to Bonnie Davison. Bonnie lost her husband. And she hasn't been here for a couple weeks. But hey, she might need just a note. And you know, even Merle, Susan, if you put $10 in there and go, hey, you know what? I want to buy you an ice cream cone. And just put a 5 or a 10 in there. That's a cool thing to do. How many of you guys have ever written your parents a letter and sent it to them in the mail? I used to do that. What, did you ever do that? Do you love your mother? Go back there and give your mom a hug and a kiss for me. Can you go do that? I like that. I'll have basketball practice or do that with young people, and their parents will come in the door or in the gym, and I'll say, hey, go give your parent a hug and a kiss. And we're at practice. We don't do that. Baloney. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's just being loving. Okay? Loving. What's the word picture for love? Everybody take your fist like this. The word picture for love is an open hand. Where is your hand in love from a 1 to 10? Is it here, 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 here? Or is it wide open? Check yourself this week from a 1 to 10 for a word picture for real love. It's an open hand. Don Garrett, he's in a nursing home at Table Rock Healthcare. And you wanted that one? You might even go see him. That'd be cool. He likes strawberry banana shakes. Malt. He likes the malt. Okay. Sharon and Randy Ringer. Toe? You gonna do it? You and Mom? You guys do it together, okay? And you can write them an encouragement. They're the ones that did the sign out here and doing something. And just, hey, sometimes people do things for the church that and nobody else knows, just to recognize them. How about Janice Hamilton? Jack's wife. She sits back there. Anybody would like that envelope? If you don't take one when I raise it, I'm going to give you one. Everybody gets one. Thank you. Gail, thank you. Some of you guys can write her a letter. Here's another Randy. Anybody want that one? Deb? Come get this. Someone that just lost a loved one, know what we can get? Some we can find. Yeah. Jack Hamilton again, Jack. Anybody else? A man? Yeah, we'll take that. Okay. Anybody need an envelope to write somebody? Here, let's take 1 minute. Here's what I want you to do. Ask and you shall what? Okay. That's a promise. I just want you to ask God. Put one person on your heart and your mind right now. God, give me one person that maybe has done some things for me that I need to notice. I just... that I need to know. Just close your eyes. Your church, it's legal. You can do it. Anybody? Father, we just ask, Lord, for my brothers and sisters to be your hands and your heart, even if it's to write a note, to sow a seed into somebody's life. To bring encouragement. To bring encouragement. To bring encouragement. to bring encouragement, to bring courage to somebody's life. Amen. Do you have? Izzy, come here, buddy. You're my runner. See these hands that are lifted up? You take one of those. Hey, you go quick. Go quick, buddy. Elaine, here's a McDonald's dessert, a free McDonald's dessert. This young lady has fed me a few times in my life. And she makes good root beer. I like root beer, but she makes good root beer. Anybody else need something from Izzy? Who has had a hunger for taffy lately? Anybody? Come on, be honest. Anybody got a hunger? Besides Tobin. Anybody have a hunger for just something sweet? Don't give it to him? Okay. Our trumpet player. Praise God. We appreciate you. How many appreciate him? I'm up here going, hear me? No. Come on, Gary. Come on, baby. Bring it. Come on. Bring it. Bring it. Come on, man. Blow that trumpet. Oh, yeah. Just to hear that trumpet. I love it. Anybody else? You need an envelope. Good. Hey, how many's ever been woken up? Or how many said, hey, God has told you to go somewhere to do something, to give? Hey, and that's what it's about. Tova, right? Amen. Well, that's one thing I wanted to share that was on my heart tonight. Because the scripture says, as you water what? You shall be watered yourself. As you water, you shall be watered. It is good to have you here. Back there. Ginger? Hi, Ginger. Let's give Ginger a hand. Is this your first time? This is your first time here? Have you been crying? It's okay, just a little. Can you go back there and give her a hug? She needs a hug. Why don't you give it to her? What? That is, and you guys are a new couple, aren't you? It's good to have you guys.
My name's Monica.
Ron.
And where are you guys from? Branson? Muskogee, Oklahoma? Hey, what? Are you pastor? You guys are getting married. Well, look, it's a goosebumps. I love it. When we get married. Woo! You're the man. You're the man. Lord, I pray for my brother and my sister right now, God. They've fallen down on their knees, and they've fallen into one another's arms, and they've fallen in love. And God, I just pray a blessing over them, that you'll help them in their decision making. That God, that you would mark even this day as a new beginning for their life. And you called them to triumph. You called them to victory. You called them to be champions. And that's what they are. And that they can walk uprightly and boldly, Lord, as one, Lord. God, that you'd be their provider. Friends, family, and you show yourself faithful to God. I thank you, God. You said as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, you would be round about your people. And I just pray that for my brother and sister of bringing strength to their lives. I thank you for your enduring word for them now. In Jesus' name. Good to have you guys here. Cool. Amen. Anything? Okay. Anything? Anybody's got anything? You're going to go notice somebody. Notice somebody. You know, the scripture says there in 2 Corinthians, it says, Paul says, I know no man after the flesh. I know no man after the flesh, but after the what? The Spirit. And asking God when you go out tomorrow or through the day, God, help me to know these people that I run into by the Spirit. Help me to know them by the Spirit of God. Not just to see their outward appearance, because that can fool you, but to know where, hey, God, where are they at? And help me to help them. Help me. Remember this one little saying. God is wanting you to be, what was my saying? On waiting on the other side of obedience. People are waiting on the other side of your obedience. And the word obedience means to listen and what? Do. Listen and do. And so, hey, just listen in the Spirit. And then carry it out. Listen and do. Amen. Well, let's stand. I hope you got something out of tonight.